Good morning again. excuse me. This follows up on a project that we spoke about earlier this summer, and actually the county council took action to create an extension of the Millville Sanitary Sewer District. And this extension of the Millville Sanitary Sewer District lines up with the SR-26 mainline project, even though the actual improvements start way back here to the east by the Asawoma Canal. We actually already have sewer extended out in the vicinity of Denton Mills. So what we saw is an opportunity, if we could work in a partnership with DelDOT to have sewer installed as part of their mainline project, there's an opportunity for savings to the county. For example, it would reduce our road restoration cost, mm-hmm. and also just overall contractor mobilization, moving on to the project, maintaining trailers, things of that nature were a great benefit. And then on the other side of the coin, if we don't take action now and we want to come back in 5 years and put sewer in the ground here, the cost would be even higher because of the level of pavement, the thickness, and the level of restoration that would be needed. So what we've done is we partnered with DelDOT. They actually included our sewer extension in their bid process. DelDOT's overall bid came in at $24.9 million. Their engineer's estimate was 29.6, so that project does appear like it's going forward. However, if you look at the value of the sewer that was included, our engineer's estimate was for $2,418,000 is what we estimated the sewer work to be. And it looks like the price, based upon the low bidder's results, George & Lynch Incorporated, will bring it in at $2,128,000. So what we're doing is we would like to just pass a motion today, gaining the council's formal support to include this sewer work in the DelDOT project, which I think is a benefit to the local residents, not only from the lower costs, yes. but if you think about the impact on the traveling public.
Complaints that come in, yes.
Yeah, because we can be doing this sewer work at right. the same time the road work is going on, rather than coming back in 5 years and disturb the public again.
You have a motion, sir?
Yes, I do. Let me.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize the engineering department to move forward with the installation of sanitary sewer in the DelDOT SR-26 mainline project, also known as contract number T200411210.01, as bid by the low bidder George & Lynch Incorporated in accordance with the corresponding utility agreement.
Take a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Ms. Deaver, second. Mr. Cole, questions on the motion?
Yeah, I have a question. What is our financial? Are we financially extending this? In other words, we don't have the hookups at this time. We don't have the fees.
Two things. Mm-hmm. We have money left over from the okay. project. I don't know if I can show it on this yet.
Right.
It does appear.
I just wanted
we put
to know.
Sewer in this area last year, mm-hmm. and we had leftover money that benefits the extension into this area.
Okay.
So that even though we have fewer residents, these residents will be able to pay the same rates as the previous area of the North Millville
okay.
Sewer District. So it is a benefit that way, too.
We have the money, is what you
Yes,
saying.
We do.
And I hope you're keeping our money separate from DelDOT's money.
There's going to be some shared costs.
Oh, yeah.
For example, traffic management, there's going to be days that we're doing sewer work and the flaggers are only working for us.
Well, that's
but there's going to be
savings.
Days when the flaggers, where we're doing work side by side, so we've worked it out that, for example, we'll share the flagger costs that day. So we have some shared costs. The other thing I got to mention is when we had our public hearing, we had some people come in and request to be served that are outside the scope of the DelDOT project.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to do a little separate design and bid this work area out separately. Mm-hmm. So.
Any more questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Robertson, discussion of height regulations in county code.
Thank you, Mr. Vincent. Good morning again. This issue's come up recently, and I've been asked to just sort of give an overview on what the code says about height. And so I'm going to sort of just briefly go through that. I think everybody sort of understands that most of the zoning districts, if you look within that chapter, that section of Chapter 115 of the code, talk about a 42-foot height limit for most uses. I think that's where everybody sort of starts looking, and that's where everybody basically stops looking. However, under our zoning code, you also need to look to the supplementary regulations, which are in Chapter 25 of the zoning code, and specifically Section 115-179B of the zoning code. And that says that certain buildings can actually go to 60 feet. And with the exception of airport approach zones defined by the FAA, it says that public and semi-public or public service buildings, hospitals, institutions, or schools, when permitted in a district, may be erected to a height of not exceeding 60 feet. So there are several classifications or groupings that fall under that potential 60-foot regulations. There's the public and semi-public buildings, there's public service buildings, and then there's hospitals, institutions, and schools. And then, of course, those classifications are further limited to what is permitted in the specific zoning district. So whatever the building is, it has to be permitted in the underlying zoning district to start with. So what you need to do next is go to the code to see what's defined or what public means. And Section 115.4 of the code, which contains the definitions, says that public means that it is open to common use whether or not public ownership is involved. So that's a fairly broad description of what the word public or semi-public would mean. You can actually take it a step further when you look at where those terms are used elsewhere in the zoning code, because conditional uses have to be of a public or semi-public character, which is the same language used in that height restriction in 115-179B. Conditional uses are approved all the time as being a public or semi-public use. So the way the code's currently worded, those classifications of buildings can be built to 60 feet. Now, there's another limitation, too, that if you do go to 60 feet, you have to step back the side and rear yards for every foot that you're over the 42-foot base limit. So if you wanted to build a 52-foot tall building, for example, and your side yard was just to take a number was 10 feet, you'd have to be 20 feet off the side yard. I just wanted to give a brief explanation to council and to the public, frankly, that the code is clear on what the limits are. It's separated out from the 42-foot limit that you find when you look in each district in the code, but it does state that it's 60 feet for these types of buildings. If there's a change or anything that's wanted, that would be something that would have to be dealt with at the council level.
So for 40 years, we interpreted it that it was basically, 42 feet was the height limit, and an attorney walks in. Walk me through this. And my understanding is an attorney for probably the biggest developers in the county walks in one day and says, "Oh, by the way, you got a loophole." So for 40 years, we've interpreted it as schools, hospitals, and these others. And it clearly, I think, clearly in anybody's mind when they read this, they would understand what it meant. And I know because when we wrote these ordinances back in the early, in the 70s or whatever, there's some word problems. But the intent, and I think it's clear what the intent is. So anyway, so the attorney walks in, says there's a problem, and our attorney says, here's his argument, and I guess he agrees. And I guess then the next step is get with Mr. Lank and the county administrator. And was there any legal, could you find anything in writing, any kind of legal opinion from the county's attorney saying you're right because of this or anything? Or just say one day they just said, yeah, you're probably right. Let's start approving grocery stores or anything falls into that category. And it's ridiculous to think that that was the intent. And I know what you're saying. In today's world, when we look clearly at what these definitions are, and when you break it apart, it's easy to say what public is and semi-public. But the intent back then was 42 feet was going to be the limit, except if you're a hospital or a school or something similar to that. And obviously hotels aren't similar to that.
Well, first of all, I don't like the classification that it's a loophole because that tends to say that...
Well, that's how it was referred to somewhere.
I don't know who referred to it as a loophole because the code says 60 feet. when you're dealing with interpretations of the code says, you know, legally, you can't go back on what you wish you had said or how you wish it had been interpreted. You have to go by what the words say. And so when you go back through Section 115-179B, and when you apply that to the definitions that are in our zoning code, you're left with...
Okay, I understand all that. I understand what position you're coming from. My concern is that is a major, has a major impact on development in this county. And to think that there was never any memo to the county, to the county council?
Well,
is there anything that, I mean, is there anything you can point to?
There was. I know that there was a memo that was issued in 2007 that dealt with this issue.
To who?
To the county administrator or county council at that time, because it was on an agenda for consideration by county council, and it was dealt with at that point with regard to a project in the county. I don't know before that how it was interpreted or who interpreted it, but it's been dealt with. I'll add to that, you know, that this is not something. I mean, this has been circulated and reviewed with all legal staff.
All right. Well, let me just, Mr. Lank, do you mind coming up? I'll just ask Mr. Lank. He's been here the longest, right?
Yeah,
too long.
Long.
What time? You got here about, what, 9 o'clock this morning? In your years as the planning and zoning director, and before that, was there any, I mean, was the interpretation that 60 feet would be only applied to schools, you know, those types of institutions and hospitals?
I don't think it really, George, it ever came up. It just came about through an interpretation. The attorney that was representing the developer at that time raised a question. It was turned over to legal, and legal agreed with that interpretation. And that was about 2007.
Okay. Then I don't ever remember being notified of it unless it happened on an agenda that I was maybe absent or something. But was it ever brought up in front of the county council?
I don't remember that specifically. Mr.
Okay.
Robertson said it was, and I'm sure that's correct.
It was on an agenda, but I don't know, you know, how it was dealt with back in 2007.
I mean, there's no minutes to that we can reflect that?
There is a memo that came to the county that dealt
June 5th, 2007 was the date of the council meeting, and the memo from then attorney, county attorney Jim Griffin, was talking about this issue. So, and it was out before the meeting, so a week before or so.
But, I mean, how was it dealt with in that agenda on that meeting?
We'd have to go back and look at June 5, 2007, and see what item, because it only says, it just references the date.
Okay. I would love to know that, because, again, I usually have a pretty good memory, and I would think my antenna would go up if I heard that all of a sudden grocery stores could be considered, or
condominiums,
hotels, or any...
No?
Condominiums, I don't think would be.
But they're rented to the public.
Well, if it's a conditional use.
They're rented to the public.
Sounds to me, under a conditional use, anything could become 60 feet from this.
No, that's not the case. I'm just saying that shows the broad interpretation of how public and semi-public has been used. I don't know that that's been used in the case of a residential conditional use, but it's certainly been used for a variety of business-type
okay.
commercial
okay.
use or conditional
mm-hmm.
use.
Well, again, it concerns me. If there's some things we need to do, I would hope the council would support. For many years, we've had lots of development in this county. We've had a lot of good development, and we've had everybody basically toe the line at 42 feet. Anybody you talk to, it's 42 feet. Planners, the experts, it's 42 feet. And now all of a sudden, this attorney found out, and we've got a couple projects, my understanding is, have slipped through, and I guess planning and zoning. But anyway, we're not even, again, we were kept in the dark about it. The county council, in my opinion, has been kept in the dark. Unless some of the others know about it, I've never heard about it.
Come for us. Mike never come forward.
Well, and I don't. I just want
anyway.
To
I'm just. I want to. I want to get a clear playing field. If we need to change something, I would like to see on the next agenda, Mr. Lawson, maybe we come up with a some way like a moratorium. I hate that word, but I think we should not accept any applications that request 60 feet in height at this time and just stop it because. Years ago, I can remember we got, at one time, a county council approved 36 units to the acre, and we've got a place in Bethany Beach called Sea Colony, which is mm-hmm. 11 and 12 stories. We don't have anything else like that on along Delaware coastline, and that's why people come here.
Big fight.
Mm-hmm. All I can tell you is there's something about Sussex County that makes it different than coastal Jersey or coastal Maryland.
Ocean City.
It's because of the four-story height limit has been, I think, religiously adhered to until now. And I just think that now's the time to nip it, and I would like to see something on the agenda next week to address it. And I don't want a bunch of double talk and a bunch of, you know, mamby-pamby thing. It's just something I think is very important to Sussex County. So
I got a call from the mayor.
I want to clarify one thing, that it's not that anything has slipped through. I mean, that limit's in the code, and that is the purpose of coming here this morning to tell you what's in your code. So if there needs to be a legislative change, it can be done. The height limit, the reason it wouldn't come in front of council is the same reason that setbacks don't come in front of council. I mean, those are things that are dealt with administratively at planning and zoning. What the code says, and it gets interpreted in-house by engineering or planning and zoning. So, again, that's the purpose, so that council knows what the code says, and then if there needs to be a legislative change to clarify that.
But even planning and zoning interpreted it 42 feet. Everybody interpreted it to 42 feet until that attorney walked in, talked to the county attorney, and then all of a sudden things changed. So the interpretation has been consistent until whenever this happened and occurred. And again, I didn't know about it until somebody pointed out you ought to read the Cape Gazette.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can say interpretation, but that suggests that we're saying, well, 42 feet means something besides 42 feet. Nobody's saying that. The code says 60 feet.
I understand what the code says, but it could be a lot of just lawyer talk, but I'd just like to see maybe next week if we could address it. David, I mean, is there a way that we can address this that we wouldn't accept anything?
Let's finish this discussion before we start moving forward.
Which Phillips has the floor.
Well, we thought we were.
Which Phillips has the floor.
Yeah.
Keeping in mind that everyone was respectful of you, Mr. Cole, when you just spoke. It sounds to me as if all that needs to happen is Mr. Cole needs to get with staff and draft a ordinance change that can be introduced and advertised. We'll have a public hearing, I believe, at Planning and Zoning, and we'll have one here, and then we'll take a vote on the change. I think that's clear and simple.
But meanwhile, we continue to allow the 60 feet.
Sure.
No.
It's in
See,
the
that's
code.
Where I draw the line. I don't think we should.
I know the law doesn't matter to you, Mr. Cole, but there is a process. And if we start trying to go around that process, we'll find ourselves in court spending taxpayers' money on a losing battle.
Mr. Phillips, I'm suggesting.
Still have the floor, Mr. Cole.
All right.
There are many benefits to going up instead of going out. And those benefits, as well as the argument against going up, would be made in a public hearing. And there's not an economy out there right now that is going to cause a rush of applications just because they think that they may lose the ability to go to 60 feet. I think we need to follow the process that is in our code to change the code.
Can I go back?
Mr. Cole.
I'm not suggesting anything other than the legal way to do it, and I'm suggesting that the attorney come up with, if it's a moratorium, we put into place a situation. We've been alerted to this. We should stop it and then have that debate you're talking about. And then if it passes, if the 60 feet passes, then it passes. Then we take applications. I'm just saying we should prevent any opportunity for anybody to change a site plan possibly or do amend something real quick here, because 99% of the people in this county thought 42 feet was the limit, and we've had that even playing field all these years, and this has changed the equation. This has changed the game, and I don't think we should sit here and say, oh, that's okay, let's have the debate, let's take our time, a couple months down the road, who cares? I think we can do that, have that debate, but let's not accept any applications until that debate has been had.
Mr. President?
That's a reasonable request.
Mr. Phillips?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but a moratorium requires that we advertise and have a public hearing. And to do otherwise would land us in court, Mr. Cole. It's happened before when you went to a knee-jerk reaction to an application, had a moratorium without following process, and we lost in court. So we just need to take our time and do this right.
Your votes have cost the county a lot more than mine.
Essentially a moratorium. Yeah. Mr. Cole.
Mr. Rudd has the floor.
Go ahead, David.
Essentially a moratorium would be amending the code. I mean, it's putting a stop on a code or ordinance requirement. So, I mean, it could be an agenda item to be discussed, but as Mr. Phillips points out, you're going to have to go through a process.
Do we have a process?
It can be.
Do we have one right now?
I'm not sure.
We've done it in the past. We have put it on agenda. We post it, and we can adopt a moratorium. We've done it in the past. And so if it was on the agenda, it was requested to be on the agenda for next Tuesday, then we could vote on it and place the moratorium. So I would just say this. Let's put it on the agenda. You do the legal work to find out if it's possible to approve a moratorium for next Tuesday on accepting applications where it exceeds an application exceeds a 60-foot height limit.
Exceeds 60 feet or exceeds 42 feet?
42.
Exceeds the 42 feet that we have had as our standard. And that's not unreasonable. Then I don't mind having the debate, inviting everybody in. Mm-hmm. Planners, you get whatever you want in here, and we'll talk about it. But typically, town councils, county councils throughout this country have used the moratorium process to stop something temporarily, mm-hmm. because this would be a temporary process, and it happens all the time. So I don't think you have to advertise for three like we do for a public hearing on a change of zone.
Thank you, Mr. Roberts.
Okay. So if Dave could
I'll check that.
Mr. Roberts, do you have any comments on that?
No, but there is a process that has to be followed. It has to be public noticed and everything else.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We put it on the agenda for next week, and if we have to take it off, we take it off. That's that simple. But we'll have the answers for next week. Then we'll have the ability to do it or not do it.
Yeah, you can.
Is that okay, Sam? Do you have any problem with that?
No, I was going to ask one more question. Can the town override the county? Can the county override the town ordinance? If the town wanted 60 foot, they would get it, right?
Yeah, no, towns would be able to establish their own zoning ordinance.
So that means if Bethany Beach wants 160 feet, doesn't matter what we say. But the town cannot, override us. Right?
No.
Or is it vice versa?
Your jurisdiction is unincorporated Sussex.
That's it.
Yeah, all the towns have their own zoning.
So actually, we're not going to have a lot of effect on the beach anyway, because Bethany's there and Rehoboth and Bethany.
As long as they have a height restriction.
Sam, I'm not so much worried just about Bethany Beach. I'm worried about Sussex County, Coastal Highway, Route 13, 113. This affects the whole county. And I'm just saying it's a reasonable request that we put it on the agenda for next week and have our legal opinion whether we can do something that day or not. And I think what Vince just said, all we have to do is post it and advertise it.
Who had the authority here?
But we just had a brand new hotel built in Dewey Beach, and there was a big controversy about going up higher. It is four stories, which is 42 feet. Everybody's maintained. Bethany Beach is 32 feet. Most of the towns are lower than the county. Mm-hmm. We actually, over the years, historically, have permitted higher densities and higher heights in many cases than most of the small towns, which usually it's the towns have higher densities and their zoning codes, higher densities and higher heights. The county, in the historical perspective of it all, has permitted like 12 units a acre, many times even as 36 units a acre at one time. So.
Well, a mayor of a small town did call me after reading that article, and a message that is to be given to us is that we don't want that 60-foot height. And I know we're talking about outside of our town, but it matters to us. We don't want it. We're against it. Happens to be Dewey Beach.
Anything else, Mr.
No,
Roberts?
Thank you.
Any more questions, Mr. Roberts or Mr. Lang? Mr. Lawson?
I just need a point of clarification. Outside of the moratorium discussion, Mr. Robertson suggested that we could also start the ordinance process on just the height limit. Would you like to see that on the agenda, again, outside of the moratorium question next week?
You could bring us, I guess, to the table a process, how we want to do it, what it would look like, what it would take. So put it on for discussion purposes in, along with the same topic. Yeah, let's stay on topic.
Expedite.
Because as soon as that gets introduced, then obviously we have to run that through the normal
exactly.
process. Or goes to P&Z and then goes us. And
correct. That's right. We'll do. That's that a zoning change, so it has to go through.
Yeah, no, right. That's no,
no
problem.
Shortcut, no shortcut anything. Okay. Anything else for Mr. Roberts or Mr. Lank? Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Mr. Lank, you're right there.